Welcome to Mammon Audio. The following anonymous contribution gives us a slice of British school life, back in the days when teachers were very much allowed to use corporal punishment. Back in the early 1960s, I worked in an English primary school as its secretary. The headmistress, Miss Brown, was essentially my boss and her office was directly off my own. That being the case, all traffic to the head's office came through my own, including children who were in trouble. Corporal punishment was very much still an option and I saw many a child emerge from my boss's office in tears and rubbing their bum. We used the slipper for this, actually, as in most British schools, a gym plimsoll kept especially for the job. The one my boss used was black with a worn, you can guess why, brown rubber sole. It was a child's size shoe as I recall, because Miss Brown only had relatively small hands, but it was more than capable of administering a soundly smacked bottom. Although I'm sure there were county regulations about corporal punishment, the reality of those times were that schools were pretty self-contained and pretty much a law unto themselves, apart from the occasional visit from pretty benign inspectors. So it was that I discovered early on in my job that Miss Brown usually slippered children across the seat of their underpants. These provided little protection from the slipper, but my boss considered it too awkward and inefficient to whack girls across their skirts. So I guess it was felt fair that boys should get it on their pants too if girls had to have it on their knickers. My boss kept a small classroom chair in the corner of her room for use in CP. After establishing the child's guilt, the chair would be drawn out. I often heard it scraping along the floor just before the crying began. The pupil concerned would be told to adjust their clothing and then bend over the back. In very exceptional circumstances, Miss Brown didn't hesitate to slipper the child's bare bottom. The partition wall between my office and hers was pretty thin, so I often heard entire conversations, including the not unfamiliar instruction, mostly to boys, I have to say, down with your pants. However, even if I hadn't deciphered that instruction, the difference when children were getting it on their bare bum was easy to spot. The sound of each stroke was much more distinct, with an unmistakable slap as the slipper was applied. The child's more acute crying was another clue. I remember one occasion listening to John, a rather naughty boy who was a frequent customer for the slipper, get 8 strokes that were clearly being given on his bare bottom, confirmed a moment later when I heard my boss say, "Right, pants back up, John." John came out of the head's office in a flood of tears. "Oh dear, John," I said quite mischievously, "did you get it on your bare bottom?" The boy blushed to his boots to have his bum mentioned like that and he could only nod. "Well, I dare say that's taught you a good lesson," I added. "I always smack my son with his pants down too." John finally escaped and my boss came out of her office, laughing at my teasing. All this sounds a bit heartless, I know, but actually the slipper did the children a lot of good. We had high standards of behavior and her pupils adored Miss Brown, in spite of the fact that she was authorized to smack their bottoms when they were naughty, and never hesitated to do so.